إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, men have been given authority over women. Allah did not say, الذكور قوامون على النساء. Allah did not say, males have been given authority over women. Allah said, الرجال, men. This word رجال has been used in the Quran always in a sense of honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned الرجال whenever he praised men. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Allah said, men who do not allow tijara, trade and business to divert them from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this word rijal with a sense of honor. I remind myself and you that the issue of the women in the household, it's a very sad thing that we hear, and we are hearing case after case of domestic violence, of spouse abuse, and so on, which almost invariably is the man abusing the woman. I don't know if there are women who beat their husbands. If there are such women, then I would also request them not to do that. But by and large, it is the men abusing their wives, in some cases physical abuse, in some cases emotional abuse, and so on and so forth, all of which is absolutely disgusting and absolutely horrible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the man, gave him authority over the woman. And what is he supposed to do? He is supposed to cover her with mercy, with cover her with love, and to treat her with great dignity and honor. And this dignity and honor is the dignity and honor of the man himself. Please understand that slavery demeans the slave owner, not the slave. And so also, oppression demeans the oppressor, not the oppressed. The person who is being oppressed is helpless. So they are not blameworthy at all in any way. It is the oppressor who is showing and demonstrating his lack of humanity by oppressing the person who is in his charge. So I remind myself and you that let us not be in a situation where we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abusing the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave into our control. My brothers and sisters, a marriage is like anything else. It is as good or as bad as we make it. And therefore, it is entirely in our control to make our marriage a means of great goodness and harmony and great khair, or to make our lives a living hell in this world. It's not magic. It won't just happen. You have to make the effort. You make the effort by taking an interest in each other's lives, by learning each other's lives, by respecting each other in what we do, and therefore also being respect worthy. That's important, to be respect worthy as well, because you can't respect someone who behaves in a way which is not worthy of respect. So take interest in each other's lives, communicate, talk to each other, spend time with each other. All of these are things which are extremely important and which are the so-called secret of a good marriage, is people who take interest in each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the man and the woman as partners to each other. They are equal, they complement each other, they are partners to each other. They are not incomplete, they don't complete each other. They complement each other, each one has his or her own role to play. And that role is, for them, that is the primary role. The primary role of the man is to earn a living. is to take care of the family, is to protect the family, is to be there as a guide and as a teacher and as a caretaker for the family. The role of the woman is to do that from inside the house. So creating a home which is a center of harmony, of peace, of love, and this is her job. So both of them must do their job and make sure that you take care of the primary job. Now, other than the primary, other things are fine, alhamdulillah, but they must not take precedence over the primary job. So the job of the woman is to look after the house, protect the children, their upbringing, taking care of the children. This is her job. She can do anything else also, but primary job is this. So whatever else she is doing must not be done at the cost of the primary job. Similarly for the man is the other one, which is to earn a living, to make sure that the family is taken care of in every way. He can do whatever else he wants, but not at the expense of the primary job. And that's very, very important for us to remember. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be respect-worthy, to fulfill this responsibility that Allah has given us in a way that pleases Him and in a way that will not put us into trouble when we meet Him on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.